This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Saying that he is a murderer. But Paul wasn't a murderer. Just because some bad things are happening to us does not mean that we are doing something wrong. We all remember Job, when the affliction came upon Job, he wasn't doing anything wrong. But when affliction comes, people will start to judge. And as we see here, these people started to judge Paul. But I love verse 5. We're getting there. Look at what Paul's reaction is to the viperous bite of this snake. Verse 5, and he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. I want you to know that Paul did not panic. You must understand that whenever you are assigned by God for a task, you are going to be attacked. Paul already understood this when the Sadducees and Pharisees tried to kill him. He already understood this when he was shipwrecked. And now this viper bites him in the cold and the rain. Paul was locked in. He did not panic. But what he did, he shook off the beast into the fire. I want you to get this. He shook the beast off into the fire. The Bible tells us that God is a consuming fire. In other words, Paul gave his problems over unto the Lord. Boy, I tell you, I'm telling you, you need to shake off some of your problems into the fire. Don't panic, but just shake it off into the fire. Because God is a consuming fire. And then I like the latter part there. And he felt no harm. He kept it going. Paul kept going because he knew that God was protecting him. Do you know that God is protecting you? Nothing can happen unto you unless it's been approved by God. So if you're going through something, remember, what is God trying to get you to see? What is God trying to get you to let go? What is God trying to get you to forgive? What is God trying to get you to love? God is teaching you something by what you're going through. I want you to get that. But what we see here is Paul shook it off into the fire. And he felt no harm. And then the people looked at Paul. Remember, they looked before, said he was a murderer. Look at verse 6. It says, howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their mind and said he was a god. My question to you is, whenever you're going through something, how are you handling it? People are watching you. As we see here, they say, hey man, that thing should have took them out. That should have killed them. But yet, they are still holding on to their faith. They are still praising God no matter what they went through. Are you having that witness for Christ? Or are you complaining about everything and not giving God the glory? Whenever we complain, we are not focusing on God. We need to focus on God for all things, because people are watching us. And when they see the power of God on us, they'll say, hey, I want some of that. I want to give you an illustration here. And I want you to pay attention. What a great illustration. One day a farmer's donkey fell into an abandoned well. Terrified, the animal cried for hours as the...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.